Today on Gardening in a Minute, bold, beautiful containers. You can provide eye candy in your landscape with bold, beautiful containers that showcase plants with attractive flowers and foliage. Use the guideline thrillers, spillers, and fillers when choosing plants. As far as thrillers go, don't be afraid to go wild with color. Incorporate bright flowering plants or the large, colorful foliage of common plants like coleus or tropical perennials such as crotons. Spillers are plants that fall gracefully over the sides of the container, and for fillers, consider tall grasses or other plants with interesting textures. Select containers to complement plants and keep in mind how the container will be viewed. Choose your potting soil carefully and match plants with similar moisture, soil, and light requirements. And of course, always leave room for plants to grow to their full size. For more information about container gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, listening to your lawn. Homeowners often overwater their lawns. Overwatering causes a shallow root system and increased likelihood of disease, weed, and insect infestations. Your lawn needs less water than you probably think, and it'll tell you when to irrigate, if you know how to listen. The leaf blades of grass will fold in half when under drought stress. At this point, your lawn will begin to appear blue-gray, and your footprints will remain visible. Water only when at least a third of the grass shows these signs of wilt, unless rain is forecast in the next day. Watering less frequently will encourage a deep root system, making your grass more drought-tolerant. Learn to listen to your lawn. It may say thank you. For more information on lawn irrigation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing shrubs and garden beds. Plants need nutrients to grow, and you may wonder how to give them what they need. You can provide key nutrients like nitrogen and potassium by applying synthetic or organic fertilizers. Look for fertilizers that include slow-release ingredients, which are designed to provide nutrients gradually over time. Before fertilizing, get a soil test. This test can tell you the nutrient content of the soil and its pH. It'll indicate whether you need to fertilize, and if you do, what you should use. Don't let the large number of choices in fertilizer types overwhelm you. Many specialty fertilizers have the same nutrient content as general landscape fertilizer, so pay attention to the nutrient content, not the name. Broadcast fertilizer uniformly using the minimum amount required and always follow label instructions. For more information about fertilizer, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the loofah. Loofahs are best known as bath scrubbers, but they actually start out as cucumber-like gourds. Two species are commonly grown in Florida, angled loofah and smooth-fruited loofah. Both types can be eaten when young, but most gardeners grow them for their fibrous interior, which is useful for scrubbing the house and body. Loofahs are warm-season climbing vines. Plant the seeds after the last danger of frost, making sure to give them plenty of room. To make sponges, soak the mature fruit for several days, peel it, and remove the pulp. Rinse the remaining fibrous core, then lay it in the sun to dry. The resulting core sponge is a natural, biodegradable cleaning aid that can even be thrown in the washing machine. For more information about the loofah and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, flowering dogwood. Flowering dogwood is a popular tree native to the eastern U.S., including North Florida. This beautiful spreading tree grows up to 35 feet tall. In nature, the dogwood is an understory tree, so it does best in part or filtered sun. Dogwoods grow best in well-drained, slightly acidic soil. They're not drought-tolerant and should get plenty of water. The dogwood tree blooms for a few weeks in the spring with four-petaled white flowers. Its leaves turn a spectacular red in the fall before dropping. This tree has bright crimson berries that birds just love. The dogwood can be trained to grow with a single trunk or as a picturesque multi-trunk tree. If necessary, prune yours after it flowers, but before next year's flower buds form in July. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.